Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiur Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now beginning the eighth and penultimate chapter of Masechet Gittin, Perek HaZorek, and the topic of the first Mishnah, which is on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, is the issue of Reshut HaIsha, the domain that belongs to the woman for purposes of reception of the get. The Torah says, V'natan biyada, that you have to give the get, put the get into her hand. And the understanding, as we're going to see immediately, is that that means it has to come into her hand or something that she owns. Let's see. Hazorek et lishto. If he throws the get to his wife, v'hi betoch beita, we'll see what that phrase means, o betoch hatzera, but if the get comes into her house or her own courtyard, something that she owns, is nichsimalog. The question is, what does v'hi betoch beita mean? Does she have to be there or not? Harezu megureshet, then it's a valid gerushin, even though it did not come into her hand. However, zarakola betoch beito betoch hatzera, if he threw it towards her, but in his house or his courtyard, and she's there in his courtyard, even if the two of them are currently together in the bed, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means, a namagureshet, it's invalid because it has to come into her hand or into her domain. Now, the toch kalata, if he puts it into her arm or into her kalata, kalata is her basket that they would wear on top of their head. Question is it on top of her head at this point, or is it sitting on the ground in the house? Harezum gureshet, then it's valid. So we'll have to see what the domain reach of that is. All right, the first concern of the Gemara is, how do we know that giving it to the woman without giving it, putting it in her hand, but rather putting it into something she owns is valid? Menahan imili tan rabbanan, the Torah says, v'natan biyada, you have to put the get in her hand. Ainli aliyada, all I know is that her hand is valid. How do I know that it can go onto her roof, her courtyard, her backyard? Therefore it says, V'natan biyada, and look at Rashi, he shows what the alternative would have been to write it if it insisted on being in her hand, biyada yitnenu. Alright, mikol makom, any sorma given. Tanam yachi gabi ganav, we say the same exact thing about ganav, meaning that if we find the ganeva not just in his hand but in his property, he's chayv kefil, has to be double. In the eliyado, right? The Torah says imatzei timatzei viyado, verse 2 on the page. Yado in the eliyado. All I know is that if it's found in his hand, gago chatzero kavifo minayin. The same thing if it's found in his property. Tamaloma im timatzei timatzei mikol makom. So the Torah expands it to say if it's found anywhere in his property. Utsricha, the Torah has to write both. If the Torah had only told me by the Natan that a get is expansive, mishum the bal korcha megarsha, that's because you divorce her against her will, so therefore any reach that is connected to her domain would be good enough. Aval ganav delayti bal korcha, but there is no such thing as forcing someone to accept a stolen item. So emelo, therefore, since he has to voluntarily and deliberately put it into his reshut to be considered a ganav, I would think that it has to really be in his hand. Right? V'yashmin and ganav, if the Torah only said ganav, mishum lekanser rachmana, the Torah fined him to pay double, so maybe part of the fine is also that if it's found in another part of his property, he's chayav. Aval get emalo, but in the case of get, maybe it has to be in her hands. Right? Therefore, it's tzricha, therefore the Torah has to say both. Now, the question about chatzera. Mashuganta yisha kanab ba'ala. How can we say that if you put it into her courtyard, then it belongs to her? Anything that a woman owns belongs to her husband. That's part of the financial relationship of marriage, which means that he's putting it in his own courtyard. So, Amar Abulazar, b'kotev ladinu dvarim ein li ben chasayich. We're talking about a case where the fellow had recused himself or removed himself from control over her property, which we saw in the ninth parak of Masechet Ketubot. What does it help to write, I have no longer any ownership over your or control over your property? If a guy owns a field and he wants to give it to another fellow, but instead of giving it to him, he says, I have nothing more to do with it, or he's a partner with him, that's nothing. Once you own it, you have to gift it or sell it in some way. You can't just walk away. So the solution that we saw in the ninth parak of Ketubot to this question is a case where the fellow wrote it while they were not yet married, while she was in Arusa. Uchad Rav Kahana, Dam Rav Kahana, and it follows Rav Kahana's principle that said, Nachala Balu L'Adam Akom Acher, Adam Matne'al HaShelo Yerashana. If a person has a gift, should we say a form of inheritance coming from some other direction, he may block it before it comes to him so that he will not inherit it. Uchad Rava, plus it also has to follow Rava's rule, Da'ama Rava, HaOmer, if a person says, I'm not interested in the benefit that the Chacham gave me through a particular takana, kigonzu, we'll see what his example is. Show me, though, it's valid. So therefore, put this all together. A fellow can say, look, Chachamim gave me the merit that when I marry the woman, I have control over her property. So before marrying her, I can put a block up and I can forgive that merit or value that the Chacham gave me of control over her nechassim. Now, my kigonzu, what was Rava's original case? A woman has the right to say to her husband, I will not pay you my wages and I won't take your food account. In other words, I'll feed myself. She has the right to do that because granting her mizonot having her pay her wages to the husband is a takanat chachamim in lieu of him feeding her. She can forgo that. Okay, now Rav Amar, so that's the first take, is that the chatzer is her chatzer, but the husband removes himself from any control over it before they got married. Rav says you don't need to go that far. Rav Amar, atu yada milo kanyale labal. Wait a second, even putting in her hand is the same problem. Sure, her hand is owned by her husband, meaning anything that she picks up or earns goes to her husband. So you have the same problem without the chatzer. El agita v'yada bain ke'achad. But the reality is that when you give a woman a get, her ability to acquire the get comes with the get simultaneously. Let's say the same thing here. The minute you put the get in her chatzer, a chatzer that he didn't remove himself from control over, her ability to be kona independently comes with the get. So I'm on the Ravina Ravashi. So after Rava is no longer there, Ravina asks Ravashi, Rava Yad Isha Kakashale, why was Rava so bothered by the issue of Yad, the real hand of the woman? And he, the Kanile, the Masi Adeha, Yad Gufa Miko Kanile. I understand that the husband has rights over her wages, but he doesn't own her hand. So why was he bothered by that? He does own the chatzer. How can he compare the two and say the same problem with the chatzer applies to the hand? Therefore, we need a more sweeping solution. So Amarle, Ravashi said to him, Rava Yad Ha'eved Kakashala. He wasn't bothered by Yad Ha'isha. He was bothered by the hand of an Eved, meaning Lamandam Abishtali De'atzma, the Sugin Kiddushin, the first parak, the third Mishnah that talks about how an Eved Kanani can go free. There is a mandama that says that an Eved Kanani can accept a shtar when the master puts it into his hands. He doesn't have to put it in somebody else's hand on his behalf. It says, Yad Eved Ki'ad Rabo Damya. And so Rav was saying, I don't understand how that works. The minute you put the shtar into the Eved's hand, it goes to the master because anything that the Eved picks up, the master owns. So how can he ever go free? The answer is that when you give the shtar shichur to the Eved, that's what makes him free. The get and the freedom come together. So Achinami, they say the same thing about the woman. Gita v'chatzera b'ayin ke'achad. Indeed, I'm not bothered by the Yad Ha'isha, because nobody owns that. But her chatzera, which is owned by her husband, becomes liberated to her with the get that falls into it. Okay, now we hear a story. A fellow wrote a get to his wife. He was very sick, and he wrote it on Erev Shabbat in the afternoon. Well, he speak lemaitvale. He wasn't able to give it to her before Shabbat started. Lemachar takafleyam. The next day, he got much worse. Atu lekamei de Rava. They said to Rava and said, "Is there any way that we can make this get work? The fellow may die today, and he doesn't want her to be a yavama." Amalehu zilu imrule likne nihala lahu duchta diyati begita. He said, "Go tell him to give her and acquire on her behalf the location where the get is sitting." And let her then go and open up and sit in that place. That's a kinyan. And let her go make that kinyan now. And therefore, the get will now be sitting in her property. So Elish said, how does it help? After all, whatever the woman owns, the husband owns, so it gets retracted. This, of course, before Rava issued his ruling. So Ichsif, Rava was embarrassed. He felt defeated. Lasov, Igli Milta, Da Arusa Havai. It turned out that this girl was not married, but was an Arusa. So Amaravim, Amrumin Isua, Yomro Barusa. If we say that a married woman, everything she owns goes to her husband, but that's not true, but an Arusa, which means that once the husband, the fiancé, gives this to her, it's hers. And then the get is hers because it's sitting on her property. Then Rava turned around and said, by the way, the same rule applies to a Nesua, that even a married woman, if you give her a get into her chatzer, her rights to that chatzer come with the get. But isn't that Rava's original ruling? Why didn't Rava think of that at the beginning? Why did he have to be embarrassed and then find it was a Rusa and then turn around and say also Nesua? The answer is Kamarava, Hai Ma Samra. The answer is this is where it started. This is the story that started it. And then Rava issued the ruling. Okay, the Mishnah said Vihi Batach Beta. I mentioned in the Mishnah that this is somewhat of a difficult phrase. Amar Ula Vahu Shomar Batad Beta Utsad Khatsira. She really has to be standing there. They could be in two different towns. The Khatsira could be far away. Megureshet. Now, v'ha'i b'toch 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 chatzera k'tani, but the Mishnah says she's standing there. Hachi kamar, v'hi k'moshe b'toch 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 k'moshe b'toch b'toch chatzera. What Rav Oshaya says is, it means, we consider it as if she's standing there. Why? The k'mon chatzera m'shtamerat l'data, he, since her chatzera is being watched, and she's aware of it, that it's being watched, therefore, mitgareshet, even if she's not there. She's somewhere else, she knows that her chatzera is locked, she has somebody watching it for whatever reason. So lame bahakmi palgi. So perhaps Ula and Rav Ushai have the following machloka. Tamar sa chatzer mishum yadait raboy, that Ula says that chatzer is really an extension of yad, and therefore just like your yad, you're part of it, you're connected, you have to be there for the chatzer to work. Tamar sa chatzer mishum shlichut raboy, and Rav Ushai says no, that chatzer is an extension of shlichut, just like a shaliach can be far away. That's kind of the point of a shaliach. Same thing with a chatzer. So chuliyam a chatzer mishum yadait raboy. Now everybody agrees that chatzer is an extension of yad. Marsavar ki yada, Ula says it's like a yad. Mayada bismucha, chatzer bismucha, just like a yad is connected to you, so chatzer only works if you're standing there. Meidach, and what does Rav Ushaya say? In mayada bidvuka, chatzer bidvuka, he simply offers a reductio. If that's the case, then you're going to say she has to be physically attached to her chatzer. Nobody's going to say that. Elekiyada, mayada mishtamerat ladata, just like you know what's in your hand and you can keep things in your hand and keep things not going in your hand that you don't want. Avchatzer mishtamerat ladata. So a chatzer will only work if it's a chatzer that you have control over, even if you're not there. Afuki chatzer mishtamerat shalo ladata, as opposed to a chatzer that you don't have control over what's in there. Okay? Now, Hahu Gavra, the Zark Lagita Lidavita, we have a story of a fellow who threw a get to his wife. Havekaim b'chatzer. He was standing in the chatzer. Azal gita nafa b'pisla. But the get fell on a piece of wood. Rav Yosef chazinan. Let's go take a look. Ihavya arba mot al arba mot. If the piece of wood is 4x4, palag l'reshut l'nafshe. It's a separate reshut. And the assumption here is that therefore the get is no good. Ve'ilo chad reshut. If not, then it's all part of the same reshut. And the assumption is it's good. The question is, v'may askina, what's the case? Ilam b'chatzer dida. If you say it's her chatzer, what does it help that it's 4 amot? Who cares that it's 4 amot? It's all in her chatzer. El b'chatzer didei, must be his chatzer. So kilo havei amramot mayave, even if it's not 4 amot, it's still his chatzer. How does it help? So l'tzricha du'ushla makom. What happened is it's his chatzer, and he lent her some space. The chad makom moshtein shi, trei makomot lo moshtein shi. The general assumption, unless you'd stipulate differently, is he lent one spot. If this thing is 4 amot by 4 amot, it then is defined as a separate spot. It's not included in what he lent. It's now not in the area that's hers. V'lomran ela d'logavo asar. By the way, this is only true if the thing isn't 10 tefachim high. V'lomran ela asar. If it's 10 tefachim high, afagav lo havi 4 amot. Even if it's not 4 by 4, it's still a separate reshut. V'lomran ela d'leitle shem levai. That's also if this piece of wood doesn't have some sort of name that everybody knows it by. Ooh, that little table or whatever. Even if it has some sort of name that everyone refers to it, then even if it's less than 4 by 4 and not 10 high, it's still an independent reshut. Okay, now in the Mishnah it said afiluhu ima b'mita, even if he's with her in the bed, it's no good. So amarava lo shanu el mita shelo. That's only true if the bed's his. Av mita shelo. Let's say they're in his house, but the bed is owned by her. Megureshet. Then the Yershin's valid if she got in bed. He put it in the bed. She's not in her hands. Tanya Nami Hachar Belazor Mer Mitashalam Gureshet, Mitashalam Gureshet. So the Brayta says the same thing. Mitashalam Gureshet. Wait a second. How can it be her bed? Remember, her bed is in his house. Kalev Shalokach Rishut Mocherhu. Here we have the kli of the buyer that's sitting inside the Rishut of the Mocher. And if Machlokan Bamatsia, whether or not that's a good Kenyan. Shamina Kalev Shalokach Rishut Mocher Kanalokach. So, do you want to infer from here and take one side on that, which is that if the kalim of the buyer are in the domain of the seller, that the buyer still gets them? So lotzricha degavasar. No, we don't want to say that. We're talking about a bed that's 10 high. Therefore, it's a separate reshut, and it's not reshut mocher. So va'ikam makom kariyai, but there's the legs of the bed that go under the ground. The answer is a makom kari lo kapti inshi. The man isn't makpid on that particular space. So therefore, this is wholesale her reshut, her bed, in which case the get is good if he puts it on that bed. Okay, the last piece of the Mishnah said that if you put it into her arm or into her basket, it's valid. Again, it's the same problem. Her basket sitting on his floor. So we have several answers. If it was on her head or around her neck. Then it's like putting it in her hand. As long as it's tied to her arm, they would keep it tied to their arm, even if it's not on her head or around her neck. She had it between her legs. In other words, it was connected to her body in some way. So various versions of the same answer. He gives a different answer. Her husband was a hat basket seller. And therefore, if there was a particular spot in the house where she kept hers, he wasn't makpid on it because he had a lot of those. Yochanan Mar Makom Chika Kanuila, just like her arm is hers, Makom Kalata Kanuila. Similarly, the place where she keeps that hat in the house, that's her spot. And she owns it. Rav Ma'itam Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? Lefishein Adam Makpid Lo Makom Chika V'Lo Makom Chikalata, because a man isn't makpid on those places. He says that's yours. That's your place. We have a bright that says the same thing. So kol davar shu kekalata, or anything like her basket, her is a mugureshet. Kol davar shu kekalata latuyimai, what is that anything that's like her basket coming to include? Latuyi taska da achla batmari. If she has a basket that she carries around her that she eats from while she's working, then that's also like the basket. Okay. The next Mishnah, Imrila Amrala kinsi shtar chov zeh. If he gives her the get, but he tells her it's a shtar chov. Or she finds the get. In other words, he didn't give it to her saying it's a get. He gave it to her saying something else, or she found the get. Koravu harigita. She opens up, reads, and she sees it's a get. Ain't no get. It's no good. Ad shomar lai hagitech. He has to tell her this is your get. And the assumption is that while she's holding it, turns around and says, oh, by the way, it's a get. Natan biyadavi hishena. Or similarly, if he put it into her hands while she was sleeping, ne'ora, then she woke up. Koravu harigita. She reads it and sees it's her get. It's again not a get until he says to her, this is your get. Now, how does it help for him to afterwards tell her it's the get? That's like saying, pick your get up from the ground. That's nothing because it's not tan biyadai. He'll have to give it to her in her hands. So, we have to say that it's a case where he kind of threw it off towards her and said, this is your get. Not that she picked it up and found it. Shlafto nami. Habayinu natan biyada v'leika. He has to put it in her hand, not just throw it. So letzricha, throw it at her. Da'arak la chartze u'shlafte. He threw it off his hip, sort of, towards her. All right? It has to be an actual netina, not just dropping it. Tamehachi, amar la kinsi shtar chov zeh, o shlafto me'acharav, k'ratov arhi hu gita, same as our Mishnah. And o'ger ad shumar la hagitech divi Rebbe. So our Mishnah now follows Rebbe. He has to take it back from her and then give it to her. He has to say at the time he's giving it to her, Hagitech, not like our Mishnah. Same as our Mishnah, or the second case of our Mishnah. She's asleep. So again, Shimon Elazar says, no, you have to take it away from her, give it back to her, and say, when you're giving it to her the second time, Hagitech. Utsricha. We need the machloket in both cases. Why? If we only had the machloket in the first case of fighting it on the ground or giving it to her under false pretenses, so bahikama Rebbe, I would think in that case Rebbe said it's good enough to say agitech mishum the body grushehi. When he first dropped it or he first gave it to her under false pretenses, she was awake and someone who could accept gerushin. So we have half of that really worked. But if he put it in her hands when she was sleeping, she can't be divorced at that moment that she's sleeping. Maybe he'll agree with Rav Shimon Elazar that you have to go back, take it from her, and give it back to her when she's awake. If we had the machloket only in the second case of sleeping, I would think that Rav Shimon Elazar is makpi, that you have to give it back to her, again, for the same reason. But in the first case, I might think he agrees with Rebbe that you could just say it afterwards. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both. Let's say that he wrote a get and put it in the hands of her slave who's asleep at the time, and she's watching him. Hare ze get, that's valid. Nay, or but if the eved's awake at the time, a no get, it's no good. Why? Now he's awake, he's an independent person. It's now a chatzer that's not mishtamer ledata, because the eved can walk around and do whatever he wants. Now, Yashen Mishamata raise a get, but in the first case, when he's asleep and she's watching him, why is it good? Chatzer malachati. That's a moving chatzer. Chatzer malachat lo kana. We have a din that a moving chatzer doesn't work. Chitema Yashen Shani, if you think sleeping is different, Vamarava koshi ilum halech lo kana, omed yashev lo kana. We have a rule that anything that if it was walking would not make a kinyan. It doesn't make a kinyan even if it's standing or sitting. The answer is, we're talking about a case where the Eved is tied down. If he's tied down, then it really is a chatzer mishtameret ledata. Okay, we'll pick up on the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.